السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم
Also, the previous two sermon, I want to continue with the same topic, but the absurd and profane action which some of the Western newspapers did, as a result of which, in the Muslim world, there was a wave of protest, and the reaction that was shown, I felt it was necessary to say something on that, so that the Ahmadis also know that in such situations, what should be our response. They do know it with the grace of Allah, but you do need to remind them. And so that the world should also come to know what is the true reaction of a Muslim in such circumstances. Whereas we explain to the world that you must not defame any holy personages of religious people and talk something which is not right, it does not come under any thought and view of freedom. You who becoming the champion of freedom and freedom of speech, you play with the sentiment of other. It is not necessary, nor it is the freedom of conscience. Everything has its limits. And there are some moral values, as in every profession there are some moral stands. Similarly, for media, there is a moral value. And no matter what kind of a government it is, they have their own laws and rules. But the freedom of speech does not at all mean that to play with other people's sentiments and harm them and hurt them. If this is the freedom at which the West takes pride, then this freedom will not take you towards further progress. it will take you towards decline. And with the great speed, the West is bidding farewell to religion, and in the name of freedom is going to destroy the values in every field. They know that how they are inviting their own ruin. Now, in Italy, somebody has started a new problem that on the T-shirt, they are starting to print this foolish cartoon, and they are also trying to sell the right to others. They say this is the only remedy for the Muslims, or answer to the Muslims. They must realize that we do not know this is the prescription for or remedy for the Muslim, but with such actions they are becoming a source of exciting Allah's wrath. Whatever profane action they did, it has been done. But to be stubborn and continue to publish it and to remain insistence that what we are doing is right, this does excite Allah's displeasure and wrath, as I had said, that whatever the other Muslims, how they react, it's there. Own stand, but an Ahmadi Muslim's response should be they should explain to them, they should warn them for the punishment of Allah, and they should present the beautiful character of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam before the world, and they should kneel before their Almighty God and seek help from Him. If these people are progressing towards punishment of God, then God, who has a sense of honor for His own honor and the honor of His holy people, and Allah, who has the sense of honor and respect for His holy men, He will has the power to come down with His wrathful manifestations. The one who has all the powers, who is not limited and restricted by the law which man has created, he is above it. When his mill of punishment moves, then man cannot save himself from it. Therefore, stand of the West people and the Western countries, the Ahmadis, must prostrate to God. The Messiah of Allah has warned Europe and has also warned America. These earthquakes, these storms, and these natural disasters that are coming in the world, they are not limited to Asia or restricted to Asia. America has seen a manifestation of it. And, oh, Europe, you are also not protected. You should have fear of Allah. Do not excite Allah's sense of honor. But at the same time, I will tell them that I tell the Muslim countries, or those who call themselves Muslim, they should reform and set right their reaction and their responses. They should show such responses and such reactions which clarifies the station of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. His beautiful character is put before the world, and you show that to the world. So this is what should be the correct response from a believer. These days, whatever we are doing, what kind of a Muslim reaction it is, Islamic reaction it is, that they are setting fire to their own property in their own country. Islam says that even the enmity of the other people must not let you ignore the justice rather than what has been done in Pakistan recently and in other Muslim countries. In any case, these Muslim countries, whether they are harming the business of other countries, or they are harming and setting fire to their embassies, or they are harming their own people, accepting giving a bad name to Islam, it can gain nothing. Therefore, the Muslim public should realize that they must, rather than following the wrong acting clerics, and by following, they must not ruin their worldly life and hereafter, they should use their intelligence. Today, the Muslims, rather, to define the right direction for the whole world, Allah has raised the in-depth lover of His Holy Prophet. They should recognize Him, they should follow Him. And the reform of the world and the standard of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to hoist in the world, they should enter the community of that Messiah. No other method, no other leader can make us follow the example of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The glory revive the glory of Islam and to establish the honor of the Holy Prophet of Islam sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is only the Messiah's communities which will establish it, inshallah. Therefore, everyone must reflect over this, those who call themselves Muslims, and we should also try to explain to them. And they must not enter into the debate of so-called clerics, whether the Messiah has not come, and whenever He will come, He will descend on such and such a place. So as they present this concept, it is because they fail to understand the true import and the meaning of a hadith. Promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, has explained this report, and he says that if we were to say that the ahadith are explaining in clear words that the Messiah will descend from heaven and will come on the minaret, the east of the minaret of Syria, and will have his will be supporting on the shoulders of two angels, then how can one deny this when this has been explained fully? You cannot deny it. That is what these people say. In answer to that, Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam says that to descend from heaven does not mean that one should physically descend from skies. But the word skies is not used in the true ahadith. And to descend is quite normal, that is the word nuzul. The one who goes from one place to the other, they said he has descended here. Or it says that the army has descended in such and such a place, or a group has descended. It does not mean that that army or that caravan has descended from heaven. And beside this, Allah has clearly explained in the Holy Quran that the Holy Prophet ﷺ has also descended from heaven. In one place it says that we have sent down iron from skies. So it is clear that to descend from heaven is not the way, the sense, material sense, they are assuming. Hazrat Promised Messiah further says that the ahadith are full with its explanation. The general public does not have enough knowledge, but their clerics are leading them or misleading them. That is why the Jews had also made a mistake and had denied Hazrat Jesus, peace be on him. This is a longish debate. I cannot give all the detail in one sermon. As the situation is changing, Ahmadi should also explain to the people fully to their surroundings, so that to whatever extent the good nature can be saved and decent people can be saved, they should be saved. Ahmadis in their society and their surroundings should clearly explain to a follower of every religion that according to the teaching of every religion, whosoever had to appear has already appeared. And Promised Messiah says, I will now tell you the hadith which Abu Dawood has mentioned. I will tell them what it means. So take note that this prophecy in Abu Dawood, that a man of Haris, which come from other side of river, that is from Samarkand, who will invite people to the follower of the Holy Prophet of Islam, and everyone should follow him, must follow him. I have been told through revelation that this revelation, this prophecy and the prophecy of Messiah to come, which will be Imam from the Muslim and will be from among the Muslim. In fact, both these prophecies have a common sense and meaning, and they apply to this humble person. And the true signs of the Messiah's prophecy are that firstly, that when Messiah will come, the inner situation of the Islam will be totally misled at that time, and he will reform them. I had mentioned this in the previous sermon, that they themselves accept that the Muslims are not of good character and they need a reformer. And then the Promised Messiah says that the Messiah will come and he will reform them with his true teaching and will remove their low situation and will put the true deep meanings of the Holy Quran and of Islam. That is, he will give them the spiritual knowledge, and these are the treasures, spiritual treasures, which he will distribute. Then he says that till people will be tired of receiving this treasure and this wealth, and no one will remain destitute spiritually, any of them, but to whatever the hunger and thirst they have for truth, he will give them the pure diet of the spiritual knowledge, and also will give them the spiritual drink. That is, this a good diet of truth they will be given the true teachings of Islam through the Promised Messiah. And this sweet drink of the deep knowledge of the divine will be given to them to drink. And if these people had drunk that sweet drink, then they would not have shown this wrong reaction, which is creating disorder, disruption, and destruction. They would have kneeled before God and shown the right response. So Promised Messiah says that he will fill their pouches with the pearls of the true knowledge of Islam. It is a very valuable treasure, and he will fill their pouches with that pearl, and that true drink he will be given full, and they will be given the perfume of the knowledge of the Holy Quran. And it's a promise. Messiah says, the other sign is that when Messiah will come, he will break the cross and will slaughter the pigs, and we will kill the Antichrist. So what it means spiritually is that Messiah, when he will come in the world, he will destroy the glory of the Christian religion. And those who have adopted the indecency of the pigs and they eat unlawful feed, he will give with the true arguments, will make them believe that they are wrong. And those who have the material eye, but they have no spiritual eye, and they are blind with one eye, and he will give with a remove that disease of their eye with the true arguments, will prove them to be wrong and will destroy their misleading aspect. And so these are the arguments by which he will cut up the pig-natured people and destroy their claims. That not only these one-eyed people, but every denier who mocks at the religion of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, with his manifestation of the Messiah's knowledge and argument, he will destroy it. All these are metaphorical expressions which have been explained to this humble person. Whether one understands it or not, but after a while they will become despair. There will be despair from their wrongful hopes, and they will one day turn to this humble one. So today, promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, has challenged the Christians. And he had stopped their onslaught. There were hundreds and thousands of Muslims were accepting Christianity in India, and he stopped that. And it was promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, who had not only stopped their onslaught, he also establish the honor and the great station of Islam, and he stopped the Aryas and Christians and showed them the true picture of Islam, and there were thousands of Christians he turned them, he converted them to Ahmadiyyat, that is to Islam. So this was to be done by the Messiah, and these were the great achievements which promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam had demonstrated. And even with the grace of Allah, up to today, his teaching and with his arguments, Jamaat Ahmadiyya is winning the hearts and is covering new landmarks, and will inshallah continue to progress as promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam had said, that one day they will despair from their wrong hopes and they will then turn to me. So this is the explanation that how he will destroy their false religion, and this is what is meant by breaking the crosses and killing the pigs, and how to break and kill Antichrist. And this is how promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam had explained. As I said, even today, it is only Jamaat Ahmadiyya which is combating Christianity everywhere and defending Islam against Christianity. Rather, in the recently there was a program on TV channel, I don't remember which channel, but it was similar channels which come from Indonesia. Allama Sirajul Haq Sahib was saying that their Muslim clerics were ignorant and they had no knowledge of religion nor of Bible. And he says that Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani was a scholarly man, knew the knowledge about Bible and knowledge about other religions. For that reason, he had defended against Islam and had silenced them. This was the sort of meaning, his expression. But in any case, he accepted that it is promised to Messiah that with his great argument had destroyed the attack of Christianity. So they do accept that it is only Hazrat Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani who had stopped the onslaught of Christianity and has protected Muslims to becoming converting to Christianity. Then he is explaining himself further. That then he also spoke against promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, that he cannot be Messiah and he cannot be this or that. But even today they do acknowledge that if anyone stood up against Christianity and to reject their teaching with argument, it was only one great courageous man whose name was Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani. So whether these people accept this or not, that Mirza Ghulam Ahmad was the only champion, as promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam has said, that one day they will have to accept it, that these are only the messianic argument which promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam presented, which destroyed Antichrist, and he alone is promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. As promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, has said, that this is the wrong interpretation of this hadith, and by taking it material sense and physical sense, that the Jesus, son of Mary, will come down from heaven, supported with two angels on their with his hands on his shoulders, and the Muslims are still waiting for it. So by explaining its this hadith, he had explained it further in, with the support of other hadith, that beside the arguments which show that the coming Messiah which has been promised for this Ummah will be a man from among the Muslims. It is the hadith of Muslim which says, Imamukum minkum wa ammakum minkum, which means he will be your imam and will be one among you. And because this hadith is about the coming Messiah, and in this they have also said he will be hakam and adal, that he will be the just and commander, and this is why it has been mentioned that minkum has been was the word which addressed the companions. But it shows that none among them had claimed to be promised Messiah. So minkum means such a man who in the sight of Allah is a representative of and of the same level as the companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and he is the one in which this verse of the Holy Quran has been said that he will be similar to the companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is wa akhayna minkum lamma yalhaqu bihim. This verse explains that Messiah is trained by the spirituality of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and is included among the Sahaba and the companions. We say law kana al-imanu mu'allaqan bisriyati lan'alahu rajulun min faris. This is the hadith, words of the hadith, and here it has been referred to Faris, which is referred to Mahdi and Messiah, that the earth which has been filled with transgression after disappearing the faith and justice, therefore this is the same Messiah and Mahdi which is this humble one. And Prophet Musa explained further that the hadith La Mahdi Illa Isa, which is been mentioned in Hakim's book Mustadrak, which has been reported from Anas bin Malik, and this Awan bin Saleh has been reported from him and from Hassan Basri, and Hassan Basri has Anas bin Malik. This is the chain of link to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And what this hadith means is that beside the one who will come with the nature and spirit of Jesus, no other prophet will come. That it will be, he will be the Messiah, he will be the Mahdi, who will come in the spirit and the character of Jesus Christ. That is, he will not repel the evil with force, nor will he fight, but with the great example and the great heavenly signs, he will support the religion. And the Imam Bukhari has explained, which says, Yazaul Harb, that Mahdi, whose other name is promised to Messiah, he will put off the religious wars, and his teaching will be that you must not fight for the sake of religion, but you should prove your religion with your great character and with heavenly signs. So I say it truly, that those who fights for the sake of the religion, or support someone who is doing, or openly or secretly gives such a suggestion, or has such aims, he rejects God and his messenger. And he has gone outside their wills and their instructions. So you can see these days, this is the situation of the Muslim which is supporting what is mentioned here, that some of these wars, if they were according to the command of Allah, Allah has said, وَكَانَ حَقَّنَ لَيْكَ نَصْرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, that it is an obligation, it is compulsory on us to support the believers. If the believers are not being supported by Allah, then they must reflect and ponder. If they have great desire to fight, they must not fight in the name of Islam. To Muslim, to face defeat at the hands of other than Muslims supports the inaction, what God has said, that whatever Messiah had to come has already appeared. And under Yazaul Harab, that he will put off these religious wars, this command has now ended, to fight for the sake of religion. However, if you have to do jihad, you should do with the arguments, with the supporting proofs. Now, everybody knows the result of the Muslims who are their wars, which they are fighting in the name of Islam, and Allah's support in action, and everyone who has the intelligence can see it. Allah's promises that I help the believers. So there's only two options. Either they are not the true believers who are called themselves Muslim, or that this time is not for warring jihad, and that has ended. So you must remember that the both things apply to these people. Because the words of the whole, by denying the words of the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, they cannot remain believers. And after the claim of Messiah and Mahdi not to believe his verdict, they are not deserving the help of God. Therefore, in this time, the person who has claimed to be Mahdi and Messiah is certainly true. For his truth promised to Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, has made a great claim, which a false person cannot make. He says that I say on oath of God who holds my life that he has sent me and he has called me a prophet, and he has also addressed me as a promised Messiah, and he has shown great signs to support me, which are about 300,000. As an example, I have written in this particular book, which is Haqiqatul Wahi, his book, which he refers to. So if Allah's miracles and clear signs, which are thousands of them, if they were not supporting me, then I would not have mentioned my communion with God, nor I could have said it his words. But Allah has shown such action to support his words that it has worked as a clear mirror to reflect the face of God. So whosoever claims in the sight of Allah, in the name of Allah, how Allah treats him if he is not true, as Allah says about a false prophet, وَلَوْ تَقَبَّلَ عَلَيْنَا بَعْدَ الْأَقَاوِيلِ لَأَخَذْنَا مِنْهُ بِالْيَمِينِ, that if he were to attribute to me falsely some words, we should definitely have caught him with our right hand. Summa laqatana minhul watin. Then we would certainly cut off his jugular vein. Now somebody should tell us that after making a claim which Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam made, that I am a prophet and Allah supports me in every way, has Allah cut off his jugular vein, or according to his promise, وَكَانَ حَقًّا عَلَيْنَا نَصْرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, that we have made it incumbent upon us to help the believers. He has helped Promised Messiah and continue to help his community. A voice which has been raised from a small village with a great glory is spread in all corners of the world today. Today, in 181 countries, his community has been established. In Europe, in America, there are people who believe in Promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, and in distant jungles of Africa, and in hot deserts and islands, there are his followers. So all these helps from God are not enough to prove his truth if a man was a false claimant. Then, according to Allah's law, why did he not punish him? Why did he not destroy him because he attributed words to God and his revelation to God? So this is a point of reflection and pondering, and use your intelligence, I say to the Muslim, why are you destroying your this life and the life hereafter? There was recently somebody claimed to be Mahdi in Pakistan. Then after firing, they had committed suicide, so they have seen the end immediately, and this has happened in the past also to the false claimants. In any case, there is a heavenly sign to support his truth, which I had mentioned earlier. That is the eclipse, the solar and lunar eclipse. It is such a sign in which no human hand is involved. 1400 years ago, how in definite words this prophecy was told to us by the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and how in this time you cannot even do a very close prophecy that it will be the month of Ramadan and the sun will be eclipsed in such and such a date, and such a date the moon will eclipse. And in the hadith it says, Inna li mahdina ayatani lam takuna man takuna samawatu wal ard yan kasal qamaru li awwalil laylatil ramzana wa taksifis shamsu fi nafsu minhum, that there are two signs for our Mahdi, and both of these signs have never appeared to support anyone's truth before. That during the month of Ramadan, the moon will eclipse in the first of its night of eclipses, and the sun will eclipse in the middle of the night of eclipses. This happened in 1894. and 13, 14, 15, it happened in during the Ramadan, the moon eclipse on the 13th, and from 27, 28, 29, the solar eclipse happened on the 28th on the same month. So this is a great and clear proof, and promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam that no one has claimed beside me either. Some do discuss and debate about Qamar, the word Qamar, etc. But to them, it is the second night of the lunar date. And to them, it's the third night, it becomes Qamar. But they fall into debate what Qamar applies and which dates. But now somebody should show us that before this supporting sign, was there anyone, a claimant other than Promised Messiah? Then if there has been a claim, then you should present to us. Hazrat Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani alayhi salatu wasalam is the only one who claimed. Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam has said it clearly, that there are untold signs. If I am not the claimant, right claimant, tell me who there is. Because the time demanding that there should be a reformer, and there is no one who has claimed beside me. Therefore, Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam is the only true claimant. Because there were supporting proofs from the earth and from heaven supporting him, and the touchstone of prophethood is supporting him, which Allah has mentioned. And some people are accepting clearly that he was of a pure character, and his past was pure, his young life was also pure and spiritual, and there were no blemish on his character, and no one has served Islam more than him, and even the opponents has accepted it, despite seeing all these proofs. And if there are, their intelligence are covered, then they should pray to God, because the capacity to accept truth is also given by Allah's grace. Hazrat Promised Messiah said, now tell me that if this humble one is not the true one, who came? Who has claimed to be a reformer at the head of 14th century, as I have done? I am the only one who stood up against all the opponents. Tell me anyone else who stood that. Tafakkaru wa tadabbaru wa taqwillaha. That you should reflect, have shame, fear Allah. Why are you being emboldened? If this man is wrong to claim to be promised Messiah, then you should tell us and you should pray that such a promised Messiah should come down from heaven. I am present, but those you are waiting is not present. And now he should come down, because if I am the wrong claimant, so that this is proved that I am wrong. If you are true, then you should all together supplicate to God that the Messiah should quickly come down. If you are true, then this prayer will be accepted by God, because those who are true, their prayer and supplication is accepted by God, and the person who is wrong, their prayer is not accepted. But the truthful supplication is accepted. But take it for granted that this, your prayer will not be accepted, because you are wrong. Messiah has already come, but you have not recognized him. And now this is a baseless hope. It will never be fulfilled. A time will pass and no one will see Messiah coming down. Then Promised Messiah says, that is why I say that these people are enemy to faith and of the truth. Even if some people were to come to me with good opinion, I will show them the wrong view, their wrong view, how Allah has fulfilled such prophecies so clearly established, which established the truth as a bright day, midday sun. So those who must come to me with a straightened heart, the honest heart, they can recognize the truth. So Promised Messiah says these ignorant mullah, they close their eyes deliberately, but the truth will not be harmed by them. But the time comes, it is very near, that many people will reflect over this who have Pharaoh's nature, but they will be saved from drowning. So Allah says, I will make attack upon attack till I will establish your truth in the hearts. So Promised Messiah says, all the clerics, if you want to fight God, do fight. But what did Jews like you before did, and how Allah had saved Jesus from cross? There was a time when they would think he was a liar, and the time came that such an honor has been established in the heart that 40 million people now accept him. And this is the reply to the Jews, to Allah, that the person who they thought was a liar and they wanted to destroy him, the same Jesus, son of Mary, was raised to such honor that 40 million people submit to him. And so although I have prayed that by I should not be a means of idolatry like Jesus, and I am sure Allah will accept my prayer. But Allah has given me news repeatedly that Allah will give me great honor and will put my love in the heart and will spread my followers throughout the world, and Allah will make my followers prevail over all other, and people will achieve such excellence in knowledge and spirituality that they will silence everyone with their truth and their argument. And with the grace of Allah, in every country of the world, this truth is being established and continue to be established. And every nation will drink from this fountain, and this community will spread, will overwhelm the earth. And there will be many trials, but Allah will remove them, and Allah will give me honor. And Allah says, I will give you honor upon honor till the kings and the shall seek blessing from thy garment. He said, O those who have ears, listen and remember these words, and lock these up from your suitcases, because this is the in your trunks, because this is the word of God which will be full. Although I have not achieved what I should, and I feel myself I am a worthless person, but it is Allah's grace which is supporting me, and it is great. I am thankful to that Almighty God that despite my limits, Allah has given me and accepted me and supported me. So this is the claim of Promised Messiah, and this is his prophecy, and we see it being fulfilled every day. But it is a point of reflection for every religion and every nation that the community of Promised Messiah according to the promises of Allah continues to progress. And we, as I said, we witnesses daily. Therefore, Muslims should also reflect and ponder, who are Muslims other than the Ahmadis, that the Messiah and Mahdi who have to come has already come. And for his truth, Quran, Hadith, you can see there are untold supporting arguments. And I have mentioned one or two here. the situation of the time also demands him. And why do you continue to wait? At least have some pondering and reflection. For Christians, whatever Jesus had to come again, he has already come. And for other followers of other religions to come and gather, on one hand, whosoever had to come to do it, he has already appeared. So if you have to teach other people the sensibility of each other, it will be taught only by this Messiah and Mahdi. If today one has to teach the respect and honor of all the prophets, it is this Messiah and Mahdi who will do. If anyone has to spread the peace, affection and love, it will be spread by this Messiah and Mahdi. If now the humanity has to be delivered from suffering, it will be by this Messiah and Mahdi. If today, one has to show the path leading to God and has to make teach the man the methods of prostrating to God, will be taught only by this Messiah and Mahdi. Therefore, if the world wants to see these things, and according to the prophecies of all the prophets, it is pointing to this Messiah and Mahdi, who is the true lover of the Holy Prophet, and they should become those who follow the teaching of this Messiah. Otherwise, Allah's wrathful manifestations, there are signs that we can see, about which Hazrat Promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, receiving the news from God, he has already told us. Therefore, I will tell you, the Ahmadis, that every Ahmadi should pay attention to the reform of his own character, and also tell the world about this Messiah. May Allah show mercy on these worldly people and guide them to the right path. Ameen.
Alhamdulillah, nahmadu wa nasta'inu wa nastaghfiruhu wa nu'minu bihi wa natawakkalu alayhi wa na'udhu billahi min shururi anfusina wa min sayyiati a'malina man yahdihillahu fala mudilla lahu wa man yudlilhu fala hadiya lahu wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa nashhadu anna muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu Ibadallah, rahimakumullah. Inna Allah ya'muru bil'adli wal-ihsani wa ita'i dhil-qurba wa yanha 'anil fahsha'i wal-munkari wal-baghyi يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر